Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sherry's Playhouse. Today we present the wonderful play, Hashtag John Doe.
Hello, my name is Walter McAllister, and I am dead, deceased, gone behind the veil and passed from one world to the next. Or rather, I'm about to pass. But before I go, though, I feel it is important to share my story. Oh, a word, though. Although this is my story, it's not about me. Confused? I'm sure you are. But you'll see exactly what I mean. Now, look, there is, at that well-furnished Beverly Hills law office, I conducted a lot of business there over the years. This will be the last bit I do there, though. And for the first time, it will be with my family. There, that's my granddaughter, Amy. And following on her heels is my daughter, Allison, along with her wife, Williams. Yes. That is the woman's name, Williams. I don't get it either. Oh, quiet now. The show is about to begin.
Amethyst, it's wonderful to see you.
Hello, Mother. And it's Amy now. How many times do I need to tell you that?
Darling, quit being overdramatic. You were born Amethyst, and so you shall always be. I never understood why you shortened it.
I didn't shorten it, Mother. I changed it. Legally. If it wasn't for Grandfather, I would have changed my last name, too.
Darling, how many times have I told you to call him Papa?
Every time I talk about him.
So why don't you listen to me?
Because he hated it. He found it
uncouth. Undignified, unseemly. Yes, I know.
Like you.
What was that, dear?
She called you uncouth, undignified, unseemly.
Why, you little prophet! Why would you say that?
Because you are, Mother.
Not just because you're Papa.
Grandfather?
Fine. Just because your grandfather didn't approve of my lifestyle.
Lifestyle? Mother, you married this woman and you're not even a lesbian.
Amethyst, when will you accept me the way I am? I am fully committed to...
Fully committed to making money and staying in the public eye, even if that means marrying another woman. It wasn't your lifestyle, your taste in men, or even your taste in women, Mother. It was the fact that you were trying to act like Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton or...
Darling, those are all passé. Not even last week's news. Last year's news. You'd know that if you ever came out with me. You'd know that chartreuse is the new...
flavor of the night.
That pains me, dear. Chartreuse is a dear friend, and...
And you're making a killing advising her to be the biggest media whore on the planet.
And jealous much?
Please, Allison, if I felt any jealousy towards Chartreuse, I'd make sure TMZ knew, not just my party girl mother.
Yeah, we'd be all like, yeah, this Chartreuse is a cheap Allison McAllister Williams knockoff. Well, my man, Rowdy Roderick, sprang from her loins.
Sprang from her loins? Oh, those are some awfully big words for you, Jimbo.
It's Jumbo.
Greg, why on earth would you call yourself Jumbo, and with such pride?
Amy, oh man, I didn't see you there.
Too busy kissing Roderick's ass to see anything else.
I see my fist punching your face, Wimbo.
Wimbo?
Yeah, because her name is Williams and she's like a bimbo. Never mind. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing good, Greg. How are you?
No, I'm doing
good. He's good, Amy.
Oh, you do see me, rowdy.
Dude, shots!
What?
What?
Dude, we're done here. We should, like, go get shots.
Why would I want to go get shots with her?
Dude, she's your sister?
She's a traitor?
A traitor? Because I wouldn't be on your show?
Yes.
Amethyst, he's your brother. Why wouldn't you support him? It's Amy, mother. It's Allison, daughter. And the reason I didn't appear on his show is because he wanted to take advantage of my clients.
Your clients, Amy? They are bums.
They aren't bums, Roderick. They are homeless, and that doesn't mean they don't need a lawyer. No one needs a lawyer. The first thing we do is kill all the lawyers. Marlowe. That was Shakespeare, Williams, and you're using it wrong by having Dick the Butcher state that. Shakespeare was actually paying a compliment to lawyers and judges and recognizing them as a necessary part of establishing and enforcing a just society.
Whoa, schooled.
Which is what I'm doing by working with the homeless. Well, for someone who is committed to helping out society's least fortunate, you certainly are doing fine by yourself.
Oh, don't be silly, William. I'm sure Amethyst sweet-talked her grandfather into providing this office. After all, he owns the building.
Owned, actually. Good evening, and thank you all for joining me tonight. Even those of you who weren't invited.
Oh, well, I wouldn't dream of attending this meeting without my wife. After all, it's not every day that your estranged father wants to meet with you.
Well, about that.
And Jumbo is my lawyer.
I'm sorry, but did you just say lawyer?
Yeah, Jumbo's my attorney.
When did you graduate law school and pass the bar?
Well, you know, technically I, like, haven't passed the bar yet, but you know what they say, third time's a charm, right?
Third times.
Okay, fine, it'll be the sixth time.
Sixth time? Where did you go to law school? The University of Higher Online Education?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. What does that even mean, Greg?
It was the University of American Samoa.
Where?
The University of American Samoa, all right? It could go for free.
What? Did they think you were Samoan because of your weight?
I am Samoan.
Jumbo. You are the whitest person I know, and I'm married to her.
I'm like, you know, a quarter Samoan.
And that was enough for a free education?
Apparently.
But when did you find the time? You and Roderick film rowdy road trips all the time.
It was online, Allison. He was able to take classes anywhere and everywhere we went. Including that trip to American Samoa.
Oh, my God. Jumbo, of all people, has a law degree from an online diploma mill.
Okay, listen. You guys can all catch up later, but I'm on a schedule, and you're on my time and in my office.
Your office? Not Amy's?
That's right. This is my office, the law firm of Janice Adams. That's me. Didn't you read the sign?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to sign some papers.
Papers?
Yeah, they are, Jumbo.
Consent forms to use you on Rowdy Road Trips.
We were thinking next season's premiere could be Rowdy Roddy Goes Home.
And all of this would have been okay if it had been in my office after I already told you no?
Well, we figured you'd sign if it was already filmed.
Wait, you're filming right now?
Yeah.
How?
Jumbo's got a GoPro.
Where? No, wait. I don't want to know.
Okay, just turn it off, please.
You got it. Give me just... All right, hold on. Okay, it's right... there.
Now that that is out of the way, as I said, my name is Janice Adams, and I am the attorney for your father, your grandfather, Walter McAllister. First, I'm to inform you of Walter's untimely passing today.
What?
What? What? My father? My daddy? Is dead?
Yes, I'm afraid he is.
Quick, someone, get some water or something.
Boom, I'm on it.
Williams, if you want Allison, you know, your wife, to have something like, say, a glass of water, why don't you get off your lazy, pretentious, self-serving ass and get it yourself? Ugh. Now then, Mother. You can quit being such a drama queen. We have business to discuss.
What? What happened?
You know damn well what happened, Mother.
Amethyst McAllister, you cannot talk to me that way. I am your mother.
Then stop acting like a child and start acting like an adult.
Amethyst!
It's Amy, Mother, and she's right.
What?
It too, Tony?
Yes, me too, Mother. And quit switching personas.
Oh, that's rich.
Choose one. Either the spoiled socialite who consults with other spoiled socialites on how to manipulate TMZ, or the Columbia-educated daughter of Walter McAllister and mother to his grandchildren.
I will when you stop acting the fool. I didn't pay for private school.
That's right! You didn't pay for private school. Grandfather did. And I only act that way in front of the cameras.
You don't say.
But you, Mother, act that way all the time.
I do not.
Do I have to pull out the tapes, Mother?
The tapes?
Yes, the tapes. From the cameras you consented to have installed in your home? There's some good stuff we left on the editing floor, but it might just make for some interesting spin-off specials.
Roderick Allen McAllister, how could you? You can't!
I can, and I will. You sign the releases, Mother, every year. We can do whatever we want with that footage.
But I thought... And that's enough out of you, Amy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just the thought of you thinking. As soon as you saw the first TV camera, all thinking was gone.
Amy, how could you?
Enough, all of you. For crying out loud, you are the worst family I have ever worked with. And believe me, I've worked with some bad ones. Your father, your grandfather is dead, and all you can do is argue.
You're right, Miss Adams. I'm sorry. But if grandfather is dead, why are you telling us?
That is an excellent question, and one I'm glad you asked, and one I'm happy to answer. Walter explained everything in his living will, which I recorded.
You recorded?
Yes. There's very little to contest, although I'd wager you could fund a lawyer who would try.
Not yours, though, Rowdy. Greg would have to pass the bar first.
Really, Amy? I thought you liked Jumbo.
I like Greg. I don't care for Jumbo.
What's the difference?
Please, all of you, may I continue?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Now, as I was saying, you could try and contest the will, but I wouldn't try. Walter was a very smart man who was in a lot of pain, and he left very little to chance.
Why was he in pain, and why didn't he tell us?
I think it's better if you just hear it from him yourself.
Allison, Amy, and Roderick, you're probably wondering why you're here listening to me. I know you're in shock right now, and I've probably been arguing with Williams and Jumbo for the past minutes. That's right. I know those two idiots are around because they are always around, whether I wanted to be or not. If they are not in the room, then Janice, please lock the door. If they are, please escort them out and lock the door. Now then, you're probably wondering why I called you here. It's because I'm dead. Yes, I'm dead, it's this. I'm sure Janice has told you. Cancer. And if any of you refer to it as the Big C, I swear I will haunt you forever. Call it what it is, cancer. It is what it is, and it's killed me. That's what cancer does. No need to blame it. I'm 85 years old, and I've lived with it for the past year. Amy is the only one who has visited me. The only one of you who may have noticed I was getting weaker. But even she didn't know that I was dying. The past few months, when it became obvious I was not long for this world, I made excuses not to see her because I wanted you to all find out together.
You knew and didn't tell us? I hadn't seen him in 4 months, Mother. I had no idea. Are you even listening?
Ladies!
Why together? Because you've been apart for far too long. My fault, really. I struggled with how to express myself, and it was only until I was dying that I realized how wrong I was. Every day I'd see families come in and be reunited anew, celebrate another day together and alive. Well, I wasted away, alone. In those moments, I thought about reaching out to you all, decided against it. Instead of reuniting by my dying, I thought it would be better for you to be reunited by my death. Allison, I know I judged you too harshly. I thought you wasted your education and your talents and network. Roderick, I imagined you'd grow up to be an entrepreneur, a younger version of myself, really. I shouldn't have put that pressure on you. And David, Pamethyst, first, quit blaming your mother for your name. It was my idea. She was 15, and you had the eyes of the color of amethyst. You, I thought, would be imaginative. You would be my dreamer. Allison, I see how you used the media the way you did. Roderick, I failed to see how you used your celebrity to make money. And Amy, I didn't see the compassion in your imagination. Because of my blindness, I played favorites and estranged others. I regret that, and I wish to make it up to you now. Now, in 1 week exactly, 7 days from now, you will have a memorial service for me. Although my body won't be there, I've already decided to donate that to science. At that service, you will present someone who I met in the hospital. He or she encouraged me in ways they don't even know. They gave me strength to get through those last dying days. I want you to use your incredible talents and combined resources to find this person. He or she is to receive 1/4 of my inheritance. The rest you three will receive. Failure to do so, to find this person, will demonstrate to me that you did not work together, and the full inheritance is to be donated to a charity that I have specified. My last request is this: forgive each other and work together to find our John Doe. My love, always.
That is Walter's will and his wishes. You do not have to organize a funeral. Walter has, through my office, handled all of that. Your sole job for the next 7 days is to work together to find Walter's John Doe. As he said, they may be a man or a woman, but they are important.
Will we... And you know?
I won't. Walter didn't give me a name. He trusted you three to do the right thing. This office is at your disposal to plan a strategy, an interview, or whatever. As Walter said, good luck.
Jumbo.
Williams, wait!
What?
We need to decide what we're going to do here. Mother, Allison, your father, our grandfather, just died. We were given a job by him, and we have to decide what we're going to do.
You're right, Amy. We'll involve those two later, but right now, we need to all get on the same page.
But...
No buts. If we're going to do this, we're going to do this right.
Rowdy's right, Mother. We need to get through Grandfather's medical records, find out where he was treated.
Right, yes. You get right on that, Amy. Allison and I...
Wait.
We're gonna...
You and I?
Yes, us. We'll get the media involved. We just need to find the right person to,
The media?
Amy, please, we know what we're doing. In this social media fast-track society, we need a viral video, a trending hashtag, and a compelling story.
Roderick's right, dear. Something like hashtag John Doe.
Yes, I like it.
Oh, I do too. It's simple, easy to remember, and one that people already look up.
An excellent suggestion, Mother.
Roderick, I've told you, call me out. Wait. Yes, we can't let everyone know why we are doing this. We need to look like a normal, loving family.
Exactly. A real Aussie and Harriet Nobest situation.
Wait, what are you two planning exactly?
Amy, you do what you need to do. We'll handle the rest.
Newspapers?
No one reads the newspapers anymore, Allison. We don't want to start there.
But we'll need the credibility.
No. The newspapers will pick up the story as it gains steam in the social media. We need to start with a blog, maybe?
No, not a blog. Television. We'll make sure they put the bug at the bottom with the hashtag, our Twitter handle, etc. A morning show tomorrow, if we can.
I really don't think this is what Grandfather wanted.
I can arrange a morning show through my agent. It is breaking news, after all.
An interview where we share the sad story of Walter's death and how much we loved him.
Aren't you afraid that we'll draw out the kooks?
That's what we want, Amy. The more the better, in fact.
What?
The more crackpots that show up, the more press this will get. The more press it gets, the more it will trend. The more it trends, the better off we are to find our John Doe.
But How will we know?
Jesus, Amethyst. Amy.
No, Mother. Amy is right to ask this. And Amy, this is where you come in. You research Grandfather's medical records, conduct the interviews, use your compassion and imagination and all those lawyer skills, just like Grandfather wanted you to.
I guess.
But we need to start, like, now.
Well, I guess I can start with the medical records. I'll go talk to Janice and find out where Grandfather's hospital was.
Papa.
What?
Call him Papa. It's more...
Midwestern.
Mother?
No, not Midwestern. It just makes us sound less...
Pretentious. And we want to be on the public side with this.
Mother is right. Our names are Amethyst and Roderick, for crying out loud. From now on, we need to be Amy and Roddy.
But I'm already Amy.
And she is married to a woman named Williams, no first name. We have a lot to overcome. Amy, you do what you do best, and Mother and I will do what we do best.
Lie?
It's not lying, darling. It's branding, or in this case, rebranding. Go on, dear. It'll be okay.
Fine. But for the record, I'm doing this to help Grandfather's friends.
What are we going to do, Roderick, if we don't find this person?
It's like I told Amy, Mother. We'll do what we do best. Manipulate things to our advantage. We'll fake it if we have to.
Fake it?
Amy is smart, creative, and may very well find Walter's friend. But if she doesn't, we need to be prepared. I will not lose that inheritance.
And how will we make it?
Leave that to Jumbo and me.
You and Jumbo?
Yes, Mother, Jumbo and me. We're in the reality TV business. This is what we do.
Do not screw this up, Roderick. I didn't get as far as I have to lose it all now. Come on, let's go. We've got planning to do.
And now it's the next day. Well, morning, really. The past few hours have been a frenzy. The Today Show crew is setting things up, and Allison and Williams are the first of our players to arrive.
What are we doing here?
I told you, we need to make an announcement that Walter's father has died.
Fine. Then what am I doing here? It's 5 in the morning.
Because, Williams, you have inserted yourself into my mother's life. When she and her teenage party friends are photographed and splashed all over TMZ, you're there as well, holding coats, holding hair back as they vomit all over the ivy. The world knows of your association with Allison.
Yes, well, is he going to be a part of this as well, then?
Who, Jumbo? No.
Yeah, apparently I'm not. Damn weak.
Well, technically, you're not.
Well, the only reason you are is because of a meaningless piece of paper.
It's not that meaningless in the court of law.
Quiet, Crime and Nidley! Would both of you just shut up? Jumbo, we've been over this. Yes, you are family, but not in the eyes of the media and the public. You're here now, aren't you? And you play an important part, making sure Mother doesn't screw up.
Yeah.
Good. Now, Mother, you've rehearsed, right?
Yes, but I...
No buts. We need to make sure you sound properly grieved. You just lost your father last night. Cry.
Are you sure this is worth it? All this pageantry... I mean, with Allison, celebrity clients, surely.
Yeah, I still can't believe people hire a 45-year-old woman to, like, party with them in a attract the paparazzi.
It's not like we need Walter's money.
Williams, do you know how much our grandfather was worth? Almost $250 million, according to Google as of 15 minutes ago. And that is over $60 million apiece. Can you afford to turn that down?
No.
I'm sorry?
I said no, okay?
No to what? What are you trying to get out of, William?
Out of? Me? Nothing. I still want to be a part of...
To show that she's still a part of the family.
Uh-uh.
No, really. I was just wondering why I needed to be at this press conference.
Frankly, I was wondering the same thing.
You were?
Yes. I mean, really. It should just be the three of us to make this...
Request.
This... I was thinking it was more of a plea than a request.
A plea? Really, Amethyst, Amy, it's not a plea.
Yeah, it kind of is, Mother.
In what way is this a plea?
We're asking this person, this stranger, who may still be dying, to come forward just so that we can get money. Money that, frankly, we don't need.
Amy!
See, I'm serious. None of us really needs this money.
Amy, I'm surprised. I mean, I figured you, of all people, would want this money.
And why would you assume that?
Well, because...
Because I don't live the overly indulgent and extravagant life the rest of you do?
Hey!
But even if you weren't working for my brother, you have your own trust fund to live off of.
We do not live an indulgent lifestyle.
Williams, I'm not going to argue this with you, but you do. You live a lifestyle that only a few, less than 1% really, can think about. And we're asking people... strangers to help us gain more wealth.
Well, we were blessed.
Blessed? Are you giving money to some charlatan preacher on TV? Help me buy a new Gulfstream, and we will give you blessings incalculable.
Do you have any idea how offensive that is, Amy? To even suggest we'd help those hate mongers.
Don't try and change the subject. You weren't blessed, William. You were lucky to meet my mother.
Yeah, as if luck had anything to do with it.
And Mother was lucky to be born into a family of wealth, just like Roderick and I were.
What are you suggesting, Amy?
I'm suggesting that maybe we should just not pursue this and...
Nonsense, Amy! Grandfather would have wanted us. Yes, Papa. Wanted us to have this money. If he didn't, he could have written us out.
Showtime, people. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Which is it? The camera crew is set up and they're ready to go.
We're having some second thoughts.
No, we're not.
Roderick!
We'll talk about this later, dear. But we have a camera crew waiting. Davis has been called in. And beyond our own feelings, we do need to let the world know about Father's death. He was, after all, an important man.
Fine.
Are you sure? I mean, it won't be easy, but I could probably rearrange some things.
No. We need to do this now.
Why?
Because if we don't do this now, Amy, then we're going to waste time.
I suppose, but...
I don't mean to rush you.
I don't mean to rush you. But if we're going to do this, it needs to be now. Well?
Amy?
Fine. let's do this. But afterwards, we're going to talk about this.
Alrighty then. Who all's getting in on this?
Roderick, Mother, and me.
But,
no buts, Mother.
I need William.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
What? No, you don't, Mother. You only think you do.
But, no, Allison, I agree with Amy and Roderick. This just needs to be the three of you. If you need me, I'll be right by the camera.
Okay. Are we finally ready?
Yes.
Okay, then. Hello and good morning. I'm Janice Adams of the law firm Adams & Jacobs. I'm the attorney for the industrialist Walter McAllister. The family of Mr. McAllister has a brief statement to make.
Hello. I'm Allison McAllister Williams. Many of you know myself and my son Roderick from our television shows. This is my daughter Amy, herself a lawyer and advocate for the homeless. It is with a heavy heart that we are here to inform you that my father, my children's grandfather, passed away last night from late-stage cancer. My father, my daddy.
Our grandfather was a very generous man, donating portions of his wealth to schools, libraries, theaters, and hospitals across the country. And he is continuing that generosity even in death, leaving behind
a legacy of helping others.
Yes, Amy, a legacy. But in his dying days, our grandfather, our papa, received help and comfort from a stranger whom he would like to recognize.
To that end, he has given us 1 week, starting last night and ending at his funeral, to locate this mysterious individual.
Anyone who may have befriended or comforted my father, to please step forward, come to this office, tweet us, whatever, so that we can thank you properly and give you your just reward. We are also asking others to share this story by using the hashtag John Doe to spread the word beyond the airwaves.
Thank you, Allison, Amy, and Roderick. For those listening, I want to assure you that there will be a thorough vetting process. Thank you.
And God bless.
Excellent job, everyone. I really think that will get people talking and we can find our John Doe.
I guess.
Amy?
It's nothing. I'm just still really... Amy, how many times do we have to go over this with you? Do not screw this up. Or what, William? Or what? If you screw this up, then I will personally make sure
everyone.
That...
Please. Amy, can I have a moment?
Yeah, I guess.
Everyone else out in private, please. This needs to be just me and Amy.
Oh, my God.
Amy, what's wrong?
It's nothing, really. It's just, I don't...
Amy, it's okay. Talk to me. They don't know me, and they don't know how long we've known each other. But we've known each other for a really long time. And it's not like you've ever been shy about expressing yourself and your feelings.
I'm just not sure this is what Grandfather would have wanted.
What makes you say that? You saw the video. And I can attest to his state of mind. There was no duress, and he was clear-headed and in control.
Oh, I'm sure he was. But this whole thing, this scavenger hunt, if you will, it just seems so...
Not your grandfather's style?
Yes. It's like Roderick said. If he wanted to cut us out or include us, he would have. But all this running around?
Amy, what kind of law do you practice?
Janice, you know I'm an advocate for the homeless.
And as such, what do you do?
Well, you know, I make sure they're getting benefits due them. Many are vets and don't know they can go to the VA hospital or get them public assistance, subsidized housing, that sort of thing.
When was the last time that you contested a will?
Never. Last time I even looked at a will contest was probably law school.
That's my point. The law is difficult, and talented lawyers, even more talented than me, would smell blood in the water if your grandfather left a will cutting Allison and Roderick out.
And me.
Honey, he was never worried about you, Amy. But he was worried that Allison and Roderick would continue to spend what they did not earn. Not that he expected any of you to work yourself up from the ground like he did. But still, he didn't want any of you to live off of him forever.
What are you saying, Janice?
Your grandfather was a very smart man. Let's just say he knew what he was doing.
Janice, please, quit talking in circles. What did he or you want me to do?
Exactly what the will says. Find John Doe.
But that would mean, damn it, Janice, please, just give me a straight answer.
I'm sorry, Amy. I really am. But he was explicit in his instructions.
Well, can't you at least give me a clue?
Everything you need to know is in the video. Now, come on. We need to stop whatever your mother and your brother are planning.
Another day passes by, and still no John Doe in sight. But the manipulations have just begun as Roderick and Jumbo have set their plan into motion while setting up a camera.
Jumbo, man, what's the holdup? People are out there, man. They are ready.
Dude, are you sure this is a good idea?
Bro, what are you talking about?
Roderick. The words, would you just, I don't, cut the shit?
What? Jumbo?
Cut the frat boy act, Roderick. Come leave with me. You and I both know it's an act. You know, I saw you drop it once money got in the picture. You needed Amy's help. I was there. And yet, she keeps it up.
You're right, Greg.
Woman Amy is allowed to call me Greg. Even my own mother calls me Jumbo these days.
Fine. All right. Jumbo. What's up? Talk to me.
Why? I mean, I don't get it. Why did we film this?
It's simple. We get them to sign the release forms. We interview them, and bam! Forget the season premiere episode. We have a new special. Rowdy Road Trips with Roddy Presents Road to... Yeah, something. The marketing guys can figure that out.
A reality show special? We're still going through with that?
Of course.
But dude, you've been kind of, you know...
A manipulative ass? Yeah, I know. But that's what editing's for.
Yeah, I still don't get this. Why?
Because I don't want my grandfather's money.
You don't? Dude, it's like, you know...
Over 60 million, Jumbo. I know. I've done the math. Let me rephrase. I don't want just my grandfather's money.
Oh! I think I get it. It's like Vegas, right? You're doubling down?
It's roughly the same thing, yes.
Yeah, but... what happens if you... If you don't find the John Doe.
Oh, I've got a plan for that.
Well, yeah. you said you'd fake it, but how? I still don't get it.
That's because, Jumbo, you're not seeing the whole picture, and that's okay. That's why I'm the brains behind this operation, and you're not. I've hired an actor, a good one, to impersonate our John Doe. I know just the way to pull on Allison and Amy's heartstrings. Trust me.
Yeah, but isn't Allison in on this?
She knows I have a plan in case we don't find the real John Doe, but I don't trust her not to screw this up somehow. I just told her that you and I would handle it. Trust me, Jumbo.
Whoa. You hear that? Sounds like Williams and Allison.
And?
You don't trust Allison not to screw your plan up? I get that. But I don't trust Williams, period. She has to have something planned. I mean, she would leave this in our hands without knowing everything. We need to figure out what her plan is, and we can do that by not being here.
Good thinking, Jumbo. Maybe I am rubbing on off of you after all.
What are we doing here, Williams? I don't want any part of this.
For several reasons, Allison, but for starters, we need to demonstrate to that lawyer that we're serious about this.
Janice? Why? She has nothing to do with the final decision.
She knows more than she is letting on, dear. I don't trust her.
You don't trust anyone.
And with good reason. We need to look out for ourselves and start being more proactive.
I don't understand.
Allison, you're a graduate of Columbia University. How can you be so dense? Your son, dear, I don't trust him or his fat little sidekick.
Williams, Roderick couldn't hurt us. He wants his money as bad as we do.
Maybe, but I still don't trust him.
Why?
Because he won't let us in on his plan.
Oh, Tracy.
It's Williams, Allison. I hate that name.
Fine. Okay. You don't trust him, but we kind of have to, don't we?
No, we don't.
What did you do?
I hired an actor to portray our John Doe.
What makes you think Roderick, let alone Amy, will go along with that?
We just have to convince Amy. Roderick is smart, and once he sees Amy is on board, he'll jump on as well.
That's brilliant, dear.
I know. But you cannot tell Roderick.
Why not?
Well, see, this actor doesn't know the full extent of Walter's estate or what the will says. I have retained my own lawyer to represent her.
Her?
Yes, Allison, this is a woman. As I was saying, I've hired my own lawyer to represent her. She'll only get a fraction of the fortune while we cash in the rest.
What does that have to do with Roderick?
Oh, Roderick would screw us over in a heartbeat and tell our actor how much the estate is and what her share is supposed to be.
Not Roderick.
Or he'd demand we'd split the leftovers with him and Jumbo. This is our retirement fund, baby. Oh, we can buy that island that we always wanted.
All right, Williams. I trust you.
6 days have now passed us by, just like that, in the blink of an eye. 6 days of lies, of false hopes, and no starts. 6 days next to the people you despise is starting to take its hold.
God, I knew there would be a lot of people who would try and cash in on this, but 6 days worth, and none of them are the right one.
Oh, I'm sure there isn't many left.
Yeah, I hope not. I can't believe I'm the one complaining here about this. and not you, Mother.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing, Mom. I was just saying that I thought that...
I think she's saying that you're holding up well, dear.
Please don't interrupt me or speak for me, Williams.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that not what you meant?
Actually, it is pretty close to what I meant.
Then what is the matter?
You're too awkward, okay? You're obviously tired and want this over with.
Thanks, Greg.
How are we doing?
We're tired, Miss Adams. How many more?
Just two.
Two?
Yes, Roderick, two. What, were you expecting more?
No, not. That seems about right.
All right, then. I'd like to introduce us to our latest John Doe. I'll leave you to it, then.
Well, to start off, can you tell us your name?
My name is Sarah Ferguson, and I'm...
How long have you been cancer-free?
Roderick!
No, it's okay. I understand. You're not here to exchange pleasantries. The answer to your question, Mr. McAllister, is this. The doctors only recently declared me in remission.
And what kind of cancer were you suffering from?
Are you asking everyone this?
Yes. I'm sure you know there's been a lot of publicity over this hunt for our grandfather's friend. And also, as you know, there are various types of cancer that require different treatment. This is how we're narrowing down our search.
Well, of course. I had a very aggressive form of breast cancer.
Is this true?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Isn't this your plant?
Well, yes, but I still don't know if it's true or not.
Something you two want to share with the rest of us?
No. I mean, no. We're just,
consulting.
Whatever. Sarah, you met my grandfather...
Our grandfather.
Yes, our grandfather. I wasn't trying to exclude you, Rowdy. I met Mr. McAllister when we were both going through chemo.
You look pretty good for someone going through chemotherapy.
Roderick!
No, it's really okay. I was just finishing up chemo and Mr. McAllister was starting. I told him that if I could make it through, he could as well.
I see. And what hospital was this at?
Amy!
No, Mother. These are exactly the kinds of questions we have to ask. Miss Ferguson, I'm sure, understands. We've sat through thousands of these interviews.
Yes, no worries. Like I said, I understand. I was at Mount Sinai.
Amy?
Well, it is the right hospital. What doctor?
Dr. Dorian was my attending physician. My specialists were Dr. Hilliard and Regier.
Thank you, Ms. Ferguson. We'll be in touch.
Is that it?
I'm sorry, Ms. Ferguson, if you were expecting an answer right away.
Well, I just thought, you know, I...
There is one more person we need to interview.
And then we have to discuss things amongst ourselves.
Oh, I see then.
Well, I like her.
Good thing you don't have a vote then, isn't it?
Roderick, that is quite enough. And for the record, I liked her too. She seemed real and genuine.
Of course you did.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. What did you think?
Well, she had all the right answers, but something just seemed off.
Off?
Oh, I'm sure she was just as tired as we are, if not more so.
That's true. Just one more?
That's what Janice said.
Then what are we waiting for? Janet, could you please send in the final
contestant?
Sure, why not? Send in the final contestant.
Everyone, I'd like to introduce you to...
Dusty Hayes. Go on, little lady. I got this.
Amy? Roderick Allison?
It's okay, Janice. Miss Adams. We got it.
Alrighty then.
Well, go ahead and tell us about yourself, Dusty.
Well, as you can tell,
Hey, you know, I don't think you get to call any shots here.
I think I do, Jumbo. After all, as Allison's wife, I certainly represent an interested, invested part in these proceedings. Well, you are just a hanger-on.
Okay, that's it. I've had enough out of you, crazy.
Why, you little son of a...
Both of you! Greg, Williams, please, just stop. Not now. Williams, what's on your mind?
I just want to know why suddenly he's so interested in this person.
He has a name, Williams. Dusty Hayes. And Roderick has been leading some of the interviews. I don't see why you'd have a problem now.
Well, I guess I'd just feel more comfortable if it was you leading it.
Why?
That's a good question, Williams. Why?
Well, you just have greater experience working with these kinds of people.
What the hell does that mean?
Williams, really? Mr. Hayes, I'm sorry for my stepmother's behavior. My name is Amy McAllister, and I work with a lot of veterans. I think that's what she's trying to say. Right, Williams?
Right.
Now, you were getting ready to tell us about yourself, where you met our grandfather, that sort of thing.
Well, like I said, my name is Dusty Hayes. I met your grandfather at Mount Sinai Hospital. I was sent there after the VA docs found cancer in my leg. I had to go through a lot of chemo, but in the end, I still lost my leg.
You lost your leg?
Yep, sure did. The doc at the VA was sure that would happen. That's another reason they sent me to Sinai. They have the best surgeons to do that kind of work, you know?
Where did you find this guy?
Shut up.
So, to stop the cancer, they had to cut off my leg. Can you imagine that? I lived through 20 years of military service without getting shot once or anything. Only to lose it to that bitch, cancer.
That's quite a story, Mr. Hayes.
Please, ma'am, call me Dusty.
Where did you meet our grandfather, Mr. Dusty, if that is Williams, doesn't mind me asking?
Whatever.
Well, like I told you, at the hospital.
I think he wants to know where exactly.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, hell, let me think. I believe we met in the chemo lab thing.
Were there others there?
Oh, sure, lots of them. Couldn't believe how many people were suffering.
And your doctor was?
Oh, at the VA, it was Doc Patel. Good kid, Indian fella. Not the,
Is that the only one?
Oh, no. There were others. All sorts of docs and interns and whatnot poking and prodding at me. What were their names? Hilliard, that's it.
Excuse me, Mr. Hayes. I need to take this. Mr. Hayes, I'll let you know.
Well, is that it? Hell, I was expecting more. Look forward to it.
We need to step out, too.
We do?
Yes, to check on our investments.
Huh? We don't... Oh, yes, of course.
So, Roddy, how'd I do?
Dennis, or should I say Dusty, that was amazing. Great job on the makeup, too. Amy bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, my God, he's just done that. He's awesome.
A little theater outside of San Bernardino. He is the best. We need to find a role for him on the next season of Rowdy Road Trips.
Aw, you guys, come on now.
Well, you know.
What we can do. We'll just, you know, we'll find a way for you, man. We'll
you
do
guys
something.
Really?
Who is this asshole who's trying to take my money?
Asshole? Listen here, you little so and so. Why don't you just get out of here?
A vet? I knew he wasn't a vet. I recognized him the minute he showed up in that fake wig and beard.
Hey, that's not fake.
I want to make a vet.
Oh, my God.
That's a fake beard.
Shut up.
God.
Amy is alone now. Alone with her thoughts. Alone with her anger. And her resentment.
Amy, are you okay, sweetheart?
No.
What's wrong? Is it...
Do I have to spell it out? My brother and friend were trying to run one scam while my mother and stepmother were running another one. So no, I'm not okay.
Amy?
Not now, Jumbo.
Okay. Wait, you never call me Jumbo.
No, because I thought you were better than that. Now I'm not sure.
Oh. Amy, just wanted to say I'm sorry.
It's too late, Jumbo.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still sorry. I got all caught up in Dodge fans, and well, I'm sorry. Just like really wish that Bert has found the real Johnny.
Me too, Jumbo. Wait. What did you say?
That I was fun?
No. No, after that. That you wished we could find the real
Johnny?
Johnny. Greg, you're a genius.
What did I just say?
She figured it out. That is the only thing that's important.
What's in a name? The bard once asked. In this case, quite a lot. A few words, a simple turn of phrase from a trust fund burnout was the only clue Amy needed. And now, on the final day, hours before the service, she finds herself once again alone in this familiar office.
Come on in. It's open. Are you Joanne Doe?
Yes. Are you Miss Adams?
Can you spell your last name for me?
I guess it's D-O-U. B-H.
Do they sometimes call you Johnny?
Who are you?
Please, just answer that question and I'll tell you.
All right. Yeah. A few people call me that, but none since.
Walter McAllister?
How? How do you know that? How do you know him?
Joanne, Johnny, my name is Amy McAllister. I am, or was, or I guess I always will be, Walter's granddaughter.
So you're Amy? It's a pleasure to meet you, finally. Your grandfather talked about you a lot.
Well, then you have me at a disadvantage. Until 7 days ago, I didn't know who you were, that my grandfather was even sick.
He never told you?
No.
I'm sorry, he's gone now, isn't he?
Yes. The funeral is in an hour. We were supposed to find you before now.
Find me?
Yes. You see, Walter left you a substantial inheritance. I'm surprised you didn't know about it. Apparently it's been all over Twitter, Facebook, all that. And the news, of course.
Oh, I gave all that up months ago.
Why?
I'm dying, Miss McAllister.
Amy, please, call me Amy.
All right, then, Amy. Anyways, when I realized I was dying, I decided to get rid of those distractions that kept me from my family and my friends. I want to teach them what your face-to-face relationships in my dying days. So I've been traveling, visiting, laughing, and eating with my family and my friends instead of sharing stupid memes and cat videos.
I see. Can I ask, Walter said you provided comfort to him. How?
Honestly, I don't know. We just sat next to each other with tubes sticking out of us like poison trying to fly off the cancer inside of us. We just talked.
About what? I mean, I thought I had a good relationship with my grandfather, but I don't remember any time we just talked.
We talked about anything, really. Or everything. Family, food, we wanted to visit or had visited about, well, life.
I see. Johnny, you hadn't asked how much your share of the inheritance is.
No, I haven't.
Why?
Well, I really don't care.
It's close to $60 million.
Oh.
Do you still not care?
Not really.
Why?
Because I'm dying, Amy. What am I gonna do with it?
I don't know. Pay hospital bills, travel, whatever you want.
For a couple months, till I die. Amy, all of that was taken care of. I mean, yeah, I suppose I could use the money. But what would happen if you didn't find me?
Well, none of us would get any money.
Us?
My brother and mother.
Oh, yeah, them.
You know them?
Amy, I gave up social media and most of television, but that doesn't mean I live under a rock.
Of course.
So if none of us gets it, who does?
Some charity gets a $250 million donation.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What happens to your family if they get the money?
I am afraid to find out. What?
Well, I could use that money, but I also know a lot of other people who would too. I don't think it's fair that I get it. And this is something Walt and I talked about. family is the most important thing. And if your family wouldn't be better with the money, what's the point?
What are you saying, Johnny?
I guess I'm saying you never found me.
And just like that, Johnny leaves, passing by the others as she does, and so begins the final act of our little play.
Who was that?
Oh, her? I thought she was a last-minute John Doe, but she wasn't. She was no one.
So you didn't find our John Doe?
No.
And you won't go along with our plan to use either Sarah or Dusty?
No.
Amy! You know what that means.
That no one gets the money?
Actually, it means you passed Walter's test.
Test?
Amy won't tell you who that was, but I will. That was no one. Her name is Joanne Doe. No, not Doe as in Doe a deer, but Doe as in bread dough. She's the young lady your grandfather befriended, and she's a remarkable girl who just turned down $60 million.
She what?
See, I told you she knew more than she was letting on.
So, no one gets anything?
Not necessarily.
That's it. We're suing. Come on, Allison.
She really turned down $60 million?
Yeah, Mom, she did.
And you let her?
Mom?
Allison?
What an idiot! Let's go, Allison. We'll see all of you in court.
Sign me on, too. I can't believe this. I didn't even get a chance to talk to her. Come on, Jumbo.
Hey, Greg.
What?
20 years. And you've always treated me and everyone else like garbage. Jumbo is who I was. Idiot. Who helped you no matter who got hurt? But that's not who I am. Not anymore. I'm much better than that, you know? Amy taught me that. It's such a good story. You know, if that little girl could turn down $60 million, you think I could turn down being your sidekick?
Good for you, Greg.
Fine! I never liked you in the first place.
What's going to happen now?
Your grandfather anticipated this, Amy. I'll offer them $50 million each, with you getting the other $150 million.
Me? But I thought...
Actually, it's a foundation. Your grandfather wants you to start to help whoever.
Whoever?
Yeah. Whoever needs it.
You mean I could...
Yes. You can help the homeless. Or people like Joanne, or anyone you want.
Why didn't Walter just state that in the first place?
Well, part of that was for the courts, to demonstrate that he was in his right mind in giving your family the chance to earn it. Their actions will not be looked upon favorably by the court.
But we can't prove it.
Actually, we can't. You know, Roderick and I, we've done everything. But remember that camera the first night? Roderick had one too. And I set one up for the interview. I had Roderick telling me his plans. William telling Allison hers. So, yeah, we got the proof.
Oh.
That will help compel them to take the deal, I'm sure. And if it doesn't, then everything goes to your foundation, which your grandfather established in the second part of his will, the part none of you asked to look at.
I can't believe this. I can actually help people. Lots of people.
You sure can.
What do you say, Gray? You want to help me change the world?
Yeah, I think you do, but first thing, I think I need to pass the bar.
Once upon a time, I was hailed as a visionary, a trailblazer, a futurist. No man can tell the future. The secret to my success was understanding that the more our world changes, how little we do. And so we end as we begin. I'm still dead. My daughter still selfish. My grandson still conniving. But Amy and Jemba, excuse me, Greg, have changed. And together they will change the world. And now my time has finally come to say good night.
Thank you for listening to Sherry's Playhouse.